We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bradfo Show. That's my open. That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hip Bradford. That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion. Bradfo Show. That's delicious.
Always dangerous, Rob Bradford. He is the mastermind of WEEI.com. His column today, though, is his worst work in decades. Ime Udoka's comment on Marcus Smart after win was telling. But first of all, the headline's not very good.
I know. It was fraudulent. It was fraudulent. It was actually wasn't the quote was actually wasn't after the game. It was during the game.
It was in the middle of the game.
It's still a great quote. You get the gist of it.
But you buried the lead, so to speak. Just make Marcus Smart the captain already. That's coming out punching right there.
Yeah, well, first of all, the headline was great because it's getting read like crazy, so that's all how we judge these things. And second of all, yes. I mean, I came out of the gate, first line, this just make Marcus Smart the captain already. I don't know where you want to start with this. All I know is that it hurts that I'm right so much. Yes.
Well, somehow Curtis is agreeing with you, but I don't want to take...
It's great minds.
Can we play the Ime sound, and then I want you to make your case as to why Marcus Smart should be the captain. But here's what Ime said on ESPN during the break between the third and the fourth quarter last night.
Here with Ime Udoka and Coach Marcus Smart with 12 points in that quarter and a couple great dishes. What stopped you about his aggressiveness in the third?
Well, he's our spark plug. I've said it many times. He's the heart and soul of the team. He saw we were a little stagnant at halftime. He was down on our ball movement. He took it upon himself, attacked the basket, got himself some shots, but also found other guys.
Okay, and then you decide to write Marcus Smart should be the captain based on that.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Why?
Okay, first of all, he should be the captain because the coach of the team just called him the heart and soul of the team. Now, he said many times, I've never heard him say this before, but he called him, this player, the heart of the team. All right, let's start right there. It's not really even what I think. The coach thinks this guy should be the captain. And for me, it's a cop-out on Udoka's part. It's a cop-out that he had a quote earlier this week, how he said, having a captain is in the rear view. We're not going to have a captain now. And you know why? The guy that he wants to be the captain actually called out the poor, sensitive stars of the team who shouldn't be captain. So just, man up. Let's go. You're the captain. Name a captain. And Marcus Smart's your guy.
Well, you make a fair point. I don't believe Marcus Smart should be the captain. I think that's a terrible opinion. But you're right about Udoka. If he feels that way, maybe he should step up and make him the captain.
Well, the fact that he throws in when he was talking about the captains the other day, and he throws in a bunch of names, including Jason Tatum. I mean, that's where you know that he just doesn't believe in the words that he's saying, because nobody believes that Jason Tatum is ready to be a captain, should be a captain. And I said it in the story that I wrote, I said, this reminds me of Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce was named captain as a 23-year-old in 2000. And covering that team, I can tell you, he was so far from being ready to be a captain. He would skip out on post-game press conferences. Antoine Walker was left sitting there having to answer all the questions. He just wasn't ready to be the captain. But you guys have seen this plenty of times where the best player on the team is, he's the captain. Well, no, that's not how it should work. You shouldn't even mention Jason Tatum's name when it comes to captain. But I think that sort of surfaced why he has to name a captain, because he's trying to do this balancing act in that locker room instead of ripping off the Band-Aid and saying, here, you know what? This is the guy who I think should be captain. He's the captain.
Rob, A+ column. Well done.
Thank you.
So here's my point on this that just came to me. Why is the NBA full of coaches that were, at best, role players in the league? Why aren't the greatest players in basketball history also the best coaches? Oh, here's why. Because the game comes to them in a way that it doesn't to others. Role players are often the best leaders that develop into the best coaches, no matter the sport. And in this situation, Marcus Smart is a role player who is able to be front-facing, take the slings and arrows, while Tatum, who is not that way, who doesn't like speaking to the media, views it as a burden, is able to be in his own existence without that criticism. I think this is a spot-on piece.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I mean, we can go to baseball. Like, I mean, the best managers a lot of times are guys like Alex Cora, who you know, barely played. And in Smart's case, he actually is like a top six, let's say top six guy on the team, who is signed with the team for, another 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that you have to factor in as well. It drives me absolute nuts when you have guys who just default to, well, he's the best player in the team. And I go back to, you know, this whole captain thing, like Brad, and I put this in the story, you know, I talked to Brad Stevens down in spring training about this years ago, and he said, I don't like to name captains, and I've done a lot of research on it. This is why I don't like to name captains. He named Rondo was the last captain, and obviously that was just to appease Rondo at the time, but he never named captains. Now, the problem was is that he got, in the last couple of years, I think, they needed someone in that locker room. They needed someone to have the voice instead of saying everybody has a voice, just like I think they do now. I mean, I think they need somebody, or maybe Horford and Smart, to be the guys who have the voice.
Do you think
it can spiral out of control just like it did with Kyrie Irving?
If you ask Jason Tatum, who's the heart and soul of the team, do you think he would answer Marcus Smart?
You'd say Jason Tatum is.
Okay. So then it's a problem when the rest of the team does not buy in on the guy that you're comparing to Varitek.
Well, you know,
he's
what?
The heart and soul of the team.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, not everyone's going to agree with it. And I know that you're trying to appease the best player. But at some point, as a leader of the team, as Ime Udoka is the guy who is trying to put the foundation of the team, send the right message. And sometimes you got to rip off the Band-Aid, and that's what this would be. Because what he's doing now is exactly what the trouble you got into with Brad Stevens got into, of trying to appease a lot of different people. And also, you know, I'll use baseball terms. You know, if you try to appease like one guy, and it's because half the clubhouse is going to turn on you if you don't, then you get in the same situation John Farrell did with David Price. I mean, you have to, especially when you're starting off as a first-year coach, just establish who you think should be a leader. And with that quote last night, that's exactly what he did.
So my issue with this is that Ken and a lot of the callers into the show when we did this earlier on can't distinguish between talent and leadership. They're two different skill sets. It just because you're the most talented does not mean you're a leader. When it is a guy like Jordan or Brady and they happen to be the hardest working and the best, then that's obviously a win-win. And in this situation, Tatum clearly is not a leader.
That's not the question. We're asking whether Marcus Smart's a leader.
No, here's the issue. Ime Udoka not naming Jason Tatum the captain and deciding to avoid the situation entirely tells you everything you need to know, because I'm sure he wants to name Tatum. That would be the easiest thing to do. He's there by in large part because Tatum wanted him here.
But so you're switching the conversation. As Bradfield pointed out, nobody is saying Tatum is ready to be the leader. Nobody is saying that.
Right. And what I'm saying is that the reason they don't have a captain is because Tatum's not ready to be a leader, and he's also not ready to be led by someone else. And that's the problem.
Well, yeah, it's not a problem when you want Marcus Smart to lead him when he's a scrubbini.
So, of course it is a problem.
When he's going to be a bench player.
Why won't he tolerate having another captain?
Is Marcus Smart
if he's not ready?
He's fine if it's Al Horford, probably.
Oh, so if he gets
Marcus
to dictate
Smart,
the person that's his leader.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And Chris is right. I mean, this is – I saw all these tweets about, you know, how Marcus Smart stinks and he's inconsistent. How could you ever make him a leader? That's not what we're talking about. I mean, Al Horford is – also inconsistent. Al Horford also isn't a star, but he's not as polarizing, and people are like, okay, yeah, we can go Al Horford. You cannot judge this conversation off of skill alone. Now, if a guy is at the end of the bench, okay, maybe you don't make him a captain, but he isn't at the end of the bench. I mean, this is mind-boggling
okay,
to me.
Okay, let's go back to the signature moment for Marcus Smart this year. publicly scolding the two stars.
Do you think that he's a cap? If he doesn't say that, when Ime Udoka is going through this process, which he admitted he was going through, of trying to figure out who the captains, if Marcus Smart doesn't say that and ruffle the feathers of poor little Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, you think that he's the captain right now?
I think it was a terrible move. Somehow they've gone 4-1 since, so that goes against, I guess, my feelings on it. But you heard Tatum speak. He's not happy that he was called out like
right.
that.
Well, once again, you know, it's fine. I mean, that's his problem.
That's his problem. Are you trying to chase him out of town? Does this team have a chance to win a title without Jason Tatum?
No, but it's like, once again, you have to set the foundation. You know, this is what we said with Brad Stevens, right? We said, why are you dancing around this? Why don't you just, like, flat out say, this guy isn't good or this guy didn't do a good job? We still love him. We're still behind him. He's going to get better. And that's exactly what Marcus Smart was doing. I think it was effective in that way because this Jason Tatum's sense of entitlement in terms of viewing himself as a top 10 NBA player is steamrolling out of control. Like, that's how I view it. And there was nothing wrong with reeling in a little bit. Don't you guys think so?
No, not by Marcus Smart saying what he said. First of all, the advice is to pass Marcus Smart the ball more.
Well, that was wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what he said. Now he's getting praised for that?
Okay. We have to loop back to the quote from last night, because we can debate and question whether or not Marcus Smart should be captain. But my bigger point is this: the coach thinks he should be captain, and like that's basically what his words last night were saying. So, in
your defense, that's what the contract said when they signed him to that extension. That's what Brad Stevens feels like.
If a guy says flat out verbatim, he is the heart and soul of the team, what does that mean? That means he is the guy I want to be captain. So if he's the guy that they want to be captain, then you have to ask, why isn't he the captain?
Yeah,
That's the biggest question.
Well, you're going to lose Tatum over
but
this.
But you guys
this
know is the reason why he's not been named captain. Because Jason Tatum is a baby and he can't handle it.
Well, great. I mean, if you're trying to piss him off, you're doing a good job. He's gonna force his way out of here.
Hold on one second, Rob. So you rip Brady for being man above team
That's
for
different.
Complaining?
NBA versus the NFL.
It's different for one
sport.
Reason.
The NBA is won by superstars who pick and choose where they want to go.
I would say the most important player in both the NBA and football can win a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, the quarterback on the Patriots. And the lead player on an NBA team are equivalent.
Well,
and
Aaron Rodgers has won one. So.
And you rip Tom Brady nonstop.
Yeah.
But you're defending Jason Tatum.
Let me ask, let me bring this back to you. And Chris, you were around. Ken, you were in Pittsburgh overlooking the valley. So I would just ask this. Paul Pierce, I use that example. He was named captain in 2000 at 23 years old. He clearly wasn't ready to do it. But don't you think that Paul Pierce matured exponentially over the next 5 years, in large part because of probably somewhere along the line he got some tough love? When Paul Pierce is 23, he's probably thinking the same thing that Jason Tatum is, which is, I'm a star in this league. I don't have to stand up and answer the questions after. He probably matured to the point where he actually was an effective captain by the time Antoine left. And that's all I'm saying with Tatum. Like, we can't just expect that, hey, you know what? You can appease Tatum. It's okay. Like, you can keep going down this road.
Well, Tatum has not exactly been sparked by personally on the court over the last five games by this.
Yeah, but Dennis Schroeder was.
Yes,
so that's
he was.
All that counts. Yeah.
Well, that's the bizarre part. The morning after Schroeder puts 38 in, you're making Marcus Smart the captain.
Well, what do you want?
He should be on the bench.
Schroeder should be the captain. Is that what you want? Because he scored 38
Maybe.
Or whatever.
There were MVP chance last night. Might have been an overreaction, but
Jesus.
I love the captain talk is like obviously in baseball being there's no captain. It's so stupid. But when Brad Stevens sort of dug in on this. This his whole philosophy and how he researched this and so forth and so on and said they shouldn't be a captain. And then you have the Kyrie dynamic where things are just like, what are you talking about? Of course you need someone to step in and reel this guy in. Like, I think this is another case of that. I think it would really, really be impactful to have that guy. And if Ime Udoka thinks that Marcus Smart is the heart and soul of the team, then that's the guy who should be.
Well, this texter says it all. For his career, Marcus Smart is shooting 38%.
Oh, my goodness.
That is historically bad. What other franchise would enable such a bad shooter?
Difference between talent and leadership. I don't know why you can't understand that.
But wouldn't that, you don't find that remarkable. You have a guy who shoots 38% from the floor. This is our leader. This is our guy. We love him.
No, is he playing? You're all for, Ken, changing how everybody acts based on the whim of one player when it's Jason Tatum.
Right.
But when it's Tom Brady, you say that's
different,
the bad thing.
Different sport.
That is the dumbest of all your dumb takes.
I don't love that quality about the NBA, but that's the reality of the NBA.
So did Brady lose when he went to his new team?
Again, you're trying to create a narrative of the NFL versus the NBA.
No, I'm explaining a behavior that you're condoning and ripping at the same time, depending on who the person is.
I don't like it. I don't like to see super teams being formed in the NFL. I say this all the time.
No, but
I
you like a superstar to be coddled, but only when it's Jason Tatum.
It's the NBA, it's your only chance.
I have a question for Ken.
Yes.
So do you think, number one, do you think that Al Horford should be more of a captain than
Marcus
Smart?
Yes, yes, 100%.
Okay, well, who do you think, is even though they're tremendously different players, they probably have the same sort of impact on a game, right? They have the same sort of impact on the game, right?
Maybe.
Okay, then you just lost that argument.
Well, no, I didn't, because the rest of the team respects Al Horford. Jason Tatum, if you listen to him talk, hates Marcus Smart's guts. And yet the coach and you want to prop him up and make him the leader of the team.
So why did he give him the extension?
He should be traded in January.
So why did Brad Stevens extend him?
I think it's a mistake. He knew that Jason Tatum hated him.
If the coach, I'll come back to it. If the coach says he's the heart and soul of the team, like that's what, like it or not.
It's embarrassing. Like, it's like, well, you're Tatum, you're like, my God, where am I?
Well, that's fine. But that's your coach. That's the guy that Tatum wanted as your coach.
Well, the Celtics are an embarrassment right now because of that.
Well,
they're a mess.
Well, they wouldn't be a mess if they had a cap. There you go.
Real quick, Rob. Sneaky little subtle baseball nugget on Nesson. You think the Sox get Verlander?
Oh, yeah.
That is a hot take.
Yeah, why not?
Why
not, right?
Kate
Upton's coming to town.
Well, that's yes.
That's the first thing I said to Ken this morning was that A-plus to Bradfoe, because you had Kate Upton front and center on every Verlander story that you guys said.
You said Upton, and I said Justin Upton?
Right.
I have a great Kate Upton, Rick Porcello double date story, which I cannot tell on the radio, but yeah. So
wow.
Kate Upton to town, yes.
That'll be in the book. That'll be in the Joe Kelly book.
Yes, hot stove season. We're all very excited.
All right. Any other thoughts before we part ways here today?
My parting thought is that I will double down on the fact that you guys have the best show right now in the market.
So I appreciate that.
Thank you, Rob.
Because Live BP isn't on. So
right.
That's
totally.
We'll
try to fix that.
All right. Okay.
That's Rob Bradford.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.